The latest crime stats from the NYPD aren't making WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor feel any safer.
In the wake of the Jeffrey Epstein death and a recent poll on Twitter, which asked how women protect themselves when they go out jogging, their responses were disturbing and depressing, to say the least. For many women, preparing to go out on a jog or even for a walk isn't as simple as just getting dressed and heading out the door. They also have to consider the very real possibility of abduction, sexual harassment, and assault. The takeaway from all of this? Women are prey. We are prey from the moment we emerge from the womb to the moment we die of old age. How old or young you are as a woman makes no difference. It's a disturbing fact. But folks, if you entertain the truth even for a moment, you know that it's true. Let's look at some statistics. As of the first quarter of this year, rapes in New York City were up by 19%. And according to a recent New York Times article, homicides of intimate partners are rising after four decades of decline. And it was Gloria Steinem who said that more women were killed by intimate partners since 9/11 than deaths from attacks ensuing wars. And do I have to mention Judge James Troiano, who said last month that he was going to give a teen rape suspect leniency because the suspect came from a good family? Now, this is coming from a Superior Court judge. I think I'll save that for another commentary. I'm not just talking about the worst of the worst, that is rape and murder. I'm talking about how women, whether young or old, are vulnerable to society when they are alone walking on the street or living alone. I remember some years ago, I was waiting for the bus on my way home from a night class. It must have been about 8 p.m. There was no one else at the bus stop. A car pulled up and the driver asked me if I needed a ride home. I quickly said no, but I kid you not. As he was talking to me, I had a vision of the newspapers the very next morning saying, "Woman missing, was last seen waiting at a bus stop." And I remember several times when I lived in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, coming home at 9 or 10 p.m. from work or school and asking one of the police officers who patrolled the subway to walk me the two blocks home because I didn't feel safe walking home alone. It's quite clear that men don't suffer with this problem. I'd like to say that there is a solution to this crisis. I'd like to say that we can implement some strategies and won't have to endure this anxiety as women. I can't, really. A lot of it comes from how we raise our boys. Generally speaking, we tend to give our boys a pass on life, and we don't stress that they own up to their responsibilities. We tend to raise girls 180 degrees differently. We tend to make them more accountable, hence more responsible. And a lot of it, too, comes from how men are wired. Men, for the most part, can compartmentalize. They can do it so much better than women can. Why do you think some serial killers can have a wife and family at home, yet go out and kill other women and think nothing of it? Now, of course, I'm talking about psychopaths, but compartmentalization plays a large part in that. I'm someone who likes to focus on a solution, and I'm not talking about baby boomers, Generation Xers like myself, or even millennials. I honestly don't hold any hope for us. I'm talking about the new generation of kids born today. What would happen if we just stressed to those little boys growing up that women are not to be objectified and that we are half of the population and that we are indeed human and need respect and protection? Maybe, just maybe, we might make a dent. I'm Mildred Antenor.